Start up, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to call this meeting to order, and the purpose of the meeting is to discuss two proposals from the fire department. David, you go to...
Yes, sir. So, one, I appreciate council having a meeting off schedule, but I figured we might have some questions, and it'd be better to cover them now. Ed Kennedy, the assistant fire chief, is here. We want to talk about two programs. So he's already met with the board of directors of the Curious Volunteer Fire Department and presented the programs there in favor. And I represent the council on that board. And then we've talked about it in the budget session. So it's in the budget for this year. We initially, when we did the budget, had talked just about the student program. I mean, just about the live-in program. But after Ed did some investigation, he felt that he would also like to propose a student program. Budgetary-wise, it hits the same way, so it won't change the total dollars, so we don't have to do anything budget space. And he feels comfortable that both programs meet the tenets of what the fire department wants to do, which is to increase youth participation in the fire department. So it's kind of a recruiting program to expand both our coverage and to get younger members in the fire department with the future pending retirement of a number of members, starting with the chief, but there are a number of people that will probably go with the chief. So I'd like to turn it over to him. He wants to talk about the two programs. You have copies here. If we are comfortable tonight, Nancy advertised it so we could vote to approve it tonight. Correct, Nancy? If we're not comfortable or we feel like we want to spend more time, what I told Ed is it may have to wait till the 22nd meeting if we feel like we need to do that, so we can approach them as two separate programs and either approve them or hold them while we get more information. So with that, I'll turn it over to Ed Kennedy, our assistant chief.
We've already basically talked about the live-in program a couple of times. Yeah, would you guys like to stand at the podium? Or?
Yes. The mayor will. I guess that's it. Sorry.
That's all right.
This is a formal meeting.
There
you go.
Keep going.
We discussed the live-in program a couple times at the budget workshops, so you guys are familiar with that. I'd like to get to the questions on that as soon as I present the student program, or after I present the student program. Basically, the student program, the goal here, or the idea is that volunteerism around the nation is changing. That's changing due to a lot of factors, which we won't go into all of them here, but basically, the idea is to get into the minds of the volunteers and figure out what motivates them or figure out what drives them, you know, what brings these guys to the fire department. So there's a lot more than just camaraderie and being affiliated with the fire department. There's also individual needs that these guys have as well. So in the past, our fire department has a great bedrock or foundation of the Heglers, the guys that he's brought up for many, many years. And they have a brotherhood that's lasted for, like I said, many years. And they have built the fire department to what it is today. We've got some 3, 4, 5, 6 middle-aged guys, including David Hegler himself. He's also a Hegler, so, you know, he's along with that bedrock foundation of our fire department. Then we have a good group of younger guys that are there now. The problem that I foresee is that when Harold Hegler goes, we're going to have a lot of that bedrock volunteer group go with them. Along with that, the younger gentlemen that are volunteering their time now, I would say are more short-term than long-term. That's due to many reasons. First off, not living in Curie Beach. Most of our younger guys live over the bridge, so when they do volunteer their time, they come over the bridge, stay the night, or just hang out with the rest of the guys. So the idea with the student program was to figure out what made these guys motivated to be with the fire department. So I did a little survey with these guys. I asked 10 of them, would they rather receive a separate benefit rather than the financial compensation that they currently receive of $25 a night? And I kind of figured out what it was that they all liked. Schooling and education is a big thing in today's society. lot of younger guys now are driven to go through college, higher education, stuff like that. So within this survey, it was interesting to see that even though that they would be receiving a lower financial compensation overall, they were more willing to do the student program as opposed to just staying overnight and accepting the $25 a night. Like I said, the requirement is the same as the live-in program. They have to do 10 nights per month. That's tier one. Tier two is they have to do 10 nights per month and one day a week. And tier three is they have to do 10 nights per month and 2 days per week. The student can choose the tier. The financial cap we have set at $4,500 per student, so that way they can't say, well, I'm going to go to Harvard during the summertime and come back here to Cape Fear. So we set the cap at $4,500. The student can choose their tier, and in return, they basically give their duty time at the fire station. And like I said, the guys were more apt to do this program, even though if they compared the numbers that they would what they would receive financially for what they work, it is a lower number, but it's more attractive to them because this, like I said, it's what drives them, it's what motivates them. So that's the gist of the student program is the fire department pays for their tuition and books and possibly gas, and in return they give their time. So you guys, of course, have your handouts there. Do you guys have any questions on that?
Who's the student supervisor going to be?
The chief or whoever the chief delegates, which would probably be myself.
Yeah, I think with both programs, it's going to be owning them. At least that's what the chief said to the board.
So are you proposing a choice? So they either take the $25 or they take this compensation?
Right, yes, sir. The student program, we would just like to start with one person per year. And another added benefit of that would be, of course, that it is a developing program in the fire department that could also serve as a recruitment factor for other younger members that are going to join or currently are serving on the volunteer fire department.
And what would the maximum be under this program? Again, you said $2,500.
$4,500 per year.
$4,500 per year.
Yes,
is that for tier three or is that for any tier?
That's any tier. You can see in your notes there that I have the, I did not give that to you.
You can just talk, I think, right?
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So the issue is, according to which school they choose, at UNCW you'd max out of that, right? So 45, at Cape Fear Community College, you could probably get both semesters and gas in Tier 3, right?
Okay.
So the issue is, it's according to which university they choose. And then if they chose one of the other programs, like EMT or something like that, well, we pay for EMT, but other programs, the max, it kind of moves around based on the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a four-year school or a master's program, they would have to do tier three to get as much money as they could get, and they'll just they'll max out.
That's why I guess maybe I still don't have that portion of it. If I do 10 nights a month, I get the same amount as if I do 10 nights a month and 2 days per week.
No, sir. If you do tier one is 10 nights per month, and then in return you would receive half of your tuition and books paid for.
Half?
Got yes, sir.
I missed that.
Tier
That's
two
right.
would be 10 nights per month and 1 day a week, and you would receive full tuition and books.
Okay.
And then tier three would be 10 nights per month and 2 days a week. You receive full tuition, books, and also $50 per week for gas while you were going to school.
Got it.
Now, what are the tax liabilities for the guys for this?
Nancy actually looked into that today, or this past week, and education, correct me if I'm wrong, is a, what was it, de minimis tax?
You also, but then you have your tax, IRS, you have your FLSA and then your IRS.
Right.
The IRS, we're talking about a whole different set of rules.
So you're prepared to do all this work and check on all these guys?
Yes, sir.
So
Nancy and Arlen have actually been looking into it pretty heavily as well.
So we have to give them a 1099, is that what that would be?
More than that, this will be taxable compensation to whoever would take.
Right.
So it's subject to Social Security taxes, which means, you know, not only what...
Education for tuition is? Tuition reimbursement is... We're first talking about a school one, right?
Right. Yeah. But, you know, depending how we do it, because I don't think we're doing any requirement that it has to be job-related. So we start running into different problems based on
the
program structure.
So we need to figure that out, right? But from the taxable side, just like what Craig was saying, if you give them a 1099, then they just have to deal with the taxes, right? We just need to make sure they understand.
They don't.
Why not?
The town will be liable for the employer's share of the Social Security taxes.
Okay. Okay.
So
which we are now with the $25, right?
We would.
Yeah, but that's a cash payment. You know, we're going to be looking at, I guess, non-cash compensation. So
so how do we answer that? Or we don't know the answer, right?
We don't know the complete answer yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it was, so on $4,500, the Social Security on $4,500 is 7%, right? $28.
7.65.
Right?
And then,
did I do that right, or 280?
280.
Yeah. No.
It needs to have another significant job to get any portion, or it would require that they pay taxes against it, other than what the town has got to pay.
And then there's also any
state. Who's going to take care of all the liability for these guys? Are you going to take care of it, or is Arlen going to take care of it?
As far as the liability of how well they do in school or how they do it?
No, I'm talking about taking care of their taxes.
They will. I mean,
they'll take care of their own taxes.
It'll be their responsibility. Arlen will have to figure out what the town's required is and do that just like he does with any other programs we have. Lifeguards and everything, he doesn't understand what it is yet, but we'll have to do the same thing. And then for the employee, they deal with their taxes just like you do for yours for being up here, right?
Yep.
You get a benefit from the town, you got to file taxes on it. I assume you're filing taxes, right? You're not avoid taxes.
For what I give the town, yeah, they should have given me.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way, but that's not exactly how it rolls, right? So I think we need to communicate to them, so I think that's one question. We don't want them to think they're safe and then they get hosed in the end of the year.
$4,500.
Yes, Nancy.
I apologize, Ed. I missed this. I was about to send on the tier one. I did the tier two and three and gas.
Just tier three is the only one.
I think we just should do with the tier one, with everything that we've talked about today, with the Department of Labor.
Okay, and is it a different class or it's all the same, or you don't have?
It would probably be all the same, but all you're doing is adding to the amount of non-cash compensation that you're adding on.
And we have to be very careful from wage and hour tax law as to the fine line between this being a volunteer and compensation that becomes
Yeah, okay. So I think that's the one question we got to answer.
Is that a nominal fee or a reasonable benefit?
Right. Yeah, I read what you sent out on that.
Which is very...
gray.
It's extremely gray, and there's nowhere that it's defined.
Well, I did find some IRS is basically $100. If it's over $100, it's taxable.
Yeah, sure. I'm surprised they let it be $100 out of a dollar.
Mr. Kennedy, a few other questions, if I may. I think the program is pretty, pretty good, pretty ingenious. How are we paying? Do we pay them every month with this, or we pay them at the end of the semester? And I know we probably don't care what they study. I don't assume we care what the grades are. But I assume we have to care what they
2.5.
That they are in school.
Well, the way that it would work is basically the fire department would pay for the tuition while their tuition was due, and in return they would, of course, give their time. I do have on there at any time if they decide to opt out of the program that they have to return the monies for the current semester.
Great. Okay. They have to maintain a 2.5.
Okay.
And they also have to maintain a 2.5 GPA, and I require an unofficial transcript at the middle and the end of the semester.
Now, just curiosity, why do we care?
Well, I mean, that's how Corning is. I think most tuition places require you to meet a standard, so you don't get the money and then blow it off, right? So I know Corning, same thing, they wouldn't do reimbursement if you didn't have a 3-0. So they pay for it at the beginning, but if you didn't do that, they took the money out of your check at the end.
So if these young men do their Tier 3 work, and he comes in with a 2-3-2.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah.
What's going to happen? You're going to say, tough, pay me back?
That's where I've seen it done the right. other way.
That's the point.
That's a good point. Yeah, good point.
You got to submit your grades then after the course is over, and that's where you have to get your money, not up front.
Well, I mean, the fire department would not pay for tuition if their education performance was unsatisfactory. First off, so if they, at the end of the semester, they decided that they did poorly that semester, and they go down to a 2.0, then they have to be kicked out of the program, of course, and then in the future, their tuition would not be paid for.
But that Craig's point is you've already had to work for them over the nights, right? If it's the same amount of money, so I sort of understand exactly what you're saying, right?
The only point I'm trying to make, I think you have a good program here. I think you might be setting yourself up to make it difficult to administer, particularly if they do the work and they don't qualify. If they do the work and they don't qualify, do they get the $25 enough?
Right.
They need to get some consideration for their activity. That's the only point I'm trying to make. And that's what I was saying. Do we really care if they're a 198? As long as they bring you grades that show they finished their semester, maybe that's all that counts. Because you're not going to hire them, probably. In the case of Corning having already a Corning employee, they expect some return for this.
Right.
But this is a return for the kids doing Tier 3 work.
So then your recommendation, if you look at the contract on the last page, so your recommendation is as long as they do the hours at the end of the semester, if they don't get the grades, you just won't continue in the program. Right. I think that's reasonable, right?
Yeah.
But if they stop doing the hours, then you should be able to get it back, right?
Yeah.
So if they stop everything in the middle, we want our money back. But if you do the service that you schedule, so you're getting your hours out, which is what we're trying to get, mm-hmm. and your grades are bad, we're just not going to do it next semester. You got one in, but we got our work hours out of it.
Right.
Yeah. I understand why you're doing it. I think that makes sense.
I could also change the contract to say 2.0 because that'd be a university standard anyways. Once you get below a 2.0, then you'd get on academic probation and have a semester to pull it up and then get kicked out basically.
Right. I was going to say 2.0, you could still do a 198, 184, hang in there for another semester,
right.
Pull it up. So David was right on the point that I was trying to make. If they finish the semester, great. If they don't qualify, if they don't hit 2.5, they don't qualify for it next time.
Right. So, but we won't take the money back.
I wouldn't take it back because they've essentially did the work for it. Maybe not at the school, but here.
Right, but in the nights, they did 10 nights and
right.
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Something
like that.
But aren't they also
going to
be getting drill pay while they're on
the
duty?
Yes.
Ah.
They'll be getting compensated.
Ah, okay, I got you. Okay. So you're. For the 10 nights, they're still, you're just ensuring you've got a person. I got you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm not with you anymore, right? So we are paying them for their time. He's just using this as a recruitment tool. So you're doing both.
I thought I thought you said there was a difference, though, in the pay they'd receive.
Well, what we're talking about is the drill pay. So if these guys stay overnight for $30 a night, which is what they're staying for now, mm-hmm. Which is just raised from 25 to 30 this year, and then they run, let's say they run a call, just one call, and they get an additional $12.50 drill pay on top of their $30.
Mm-hmm.
So if they run two calls, and they get an additional $25 on top of their $30. So if this guy were to stay...
But he's not getting the $30 to stay there.
No, sir.
Now I'm back with you again.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm back with Fred again. Okay. I got you. I got you.
Well, I caught that in the beginning.
Nancy confused me. Now I'm back with Craig. Yeah, so they're getting what every other volunteer that shows up gets.
Yes, sir.
They're just spending the night at the station to lower our response time, which is what we're trying to do.
Right.
Now I'm confused.
Okay, so here's how it works, Nancy.
So you can be overnight, you get a stipend and drill pay, and be in the
educational
program.
No.
No. You won't get a stipend for being there. This is what gets you there.
Right.
But like when I wake up at 3 a.m. and show up and get my $12 or whatever, it's changed around to make sure the budget works out, they would get that.
Right.
And they should get that.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Like combat pay.
That's right.
Okay, right. Right. They get $12.50 whether it's 6 hours or 30 minutes.
Right. 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 Like yeah. So does everybody else. Yes, and I and everybody else that shows up. Yeah. So now I'm back with you. Yeah. So Craig's point is very valid. You're using this to get them to stay there. As long as they stay there, if their grades aren't good enough, you just don't keep them in the program.
Right.
So I think his input, and I would agree with it, is you should change the agreement to say, if you don't maintain your grades, you will not continue on it. If you don't stay your nights, you'll pay us back.
Right.
Right? So if something happens, they get a girlfriend and they don't want to do 10 nights a week, I mean 10 nights a month, but they're in this program, okay, you stop doing that, so you need to pay us back, because that's what we're giving you the money for.
Do we really expect that to be collectible, though?
No, we'll probably roll them out.
Pessimistic or whatever.
Yeah, we're not going to probably go after them, potentially. If they stay in the department, we'll get it out of their drill pay. We'll tell you guys to stop paying them drill pay. And then
that's what I said. There's going to be a lot of paperwork you're going to have to.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, they signed for it, so the question is the town going to do small claims or not? I don't know. We at least sign them for it. Right. Yeah, we might not. Right.
And it's not totally earth shattering, but
hopefully a screening program will weed that out, right?
Keep thinking parallel, man. This is good.
No, I think it's really good. Innovative, which is cool.
Yeah.
Even if it causes problems on taxes.
Yeah. You know what?
So what's...
Or is the student... Can we just structure it so that we don't do anything until after the semester is over and we get grades?
Well, the problem with that is...
If they show that they paid the tuition...
Yeah, we just stay
on. I see the point. However, I think tremendous value is provided by paying that up front. I think that's precisely why he put it that way. Look, we'll pay the tuition.
Right.
And, you know, you're not going to get a reference. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get crap from us when you go for a job.
And starting with one person, we can see if it's the best or not, right? I like the fact that he says he wants to start with one person because we can figure out, okay, what's the good and bad and evaluate it a couple of times.
So what are we doing to you, Nancy? Are we making lights up?
It's your risk. It's the town's risk.
So what's the risk? Explain to us so we understand the risk.
If you're paying the tuition up front, they don't show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You quit halfway through.
Yeah.
That's your risk.
Yeah, we file small claims, and then we maybe never get
paid. One
to start. What do you think the program should grow to?
I mean, it'd be nice to have a lot, but of course, we have to look at it in the future, see how volunteerism is then, and you know, if this program kicks off, the live-in program kicks off, or maybe live-in program we can it and say we just go to all student program or vice versa.
Okay.
I think it's really staffing and budget, right?
Yeah, I think it would definitely be a good idea to evaluate year on year.
I think the limited risk is worth it right now. If you can figure out a way to make sure we're not, you know, creating other problems.
Well, I think to Nancy's point, right? So we have them sign a contract, which the attorney agrees, and then you can enforce that in small claims court. Now, we're going to take some poor young kid to small claims court, maybe or maybe not. You know, we may work something out with him. It's way less the risk than all the other things we keep getting sued for.
and I mean, so I truly think it would also...
We're looking at $2,200
semester.
So.
And I think it would really pertain
to the semester. Semester.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll know, right?
I would like to see him go ahead and...
So.
You have somebody in mind already?
Oh, we did. He just got a full-time job. Or he's in the process of possibly getting a full-time job. But we have plenty of young men over there that will jump at it.
Mm. I guess I'm too old.
Do you want to...
If you want to spend 10 nights a week in the fire.
Do you want to just...
Or 10 nights a month.
I don't know.
What do you need? Do you want to just make it a tier 3 program, or do you really want to give them a choice if you're only going to have one?
I'd like to give them a choice for the fact that don't really know what their educational goals are, and schedules differ pretty vastly as far as, you know, some guys, when I was in college, I was taking 21 credit hours just to get through it, some of the guys are doing a little slower clip, at slower pace, so they'll go 2 days a week. The goal is to not burn the guys out, but to keep them around as much as possible and to provide that benefit for them as well.
Good answer. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So we're comfortable on this one with Nancy's concerns? No, I think it's good. You're doing exactly what you should. I appreciate it. Make a motion we approve the 2.0 finance director to review what the tax implications are, so we understand them, so we can communicate them. But approve the concept for Ed to work with the finance director to straighten it up, and to remove the payback for grades clause, but leave in the if they don't do the service clause. Right? Is that where you're at, 2K?
Yeah. Yep.
That's my motion.
I second it.
Yeah.
The lower 2.0.
Yeah. That's for continuation, right?
Yeah.
That's for
continuation.
So he made a motion. You going to second it?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Should we excuse Emily or not excuse her? Where is she? And I thought she was.
She didn't ask me.
Okay.
That's a fair question.
Move forward with the living program?
Yep.
Most of this stuff is the same packet from what I provided at the budget workshop, so I won't spend a lot of time going through that. The reasons are the same. The reasons for wanting to start a live-in program are the same exact as the student program, promoting recruitment, keeping the guys around. You can see if you flip to page 5, I have the questions asked by town council at the April 10th, 2014 budget workshop meeting, and then I've answered those questions at the second budget workshop meeting. So if I can, I'd like to proceed on through that.
So this is essentially not changed from what you showed us in the discussions?
It is changed a little bit towards the end, but the questions and the answers are still the same.
Okay.
Of course, you can see the standard operating procedures that have been approved by Chief Harold Hendler, and Nancy Avery has also looked at those to make sure they do not clash with any personnel policy issues.
Now, we're on the same issue, right? So how do we figure out to evaluate for tax purposes for them so we communicate it?
I mean, we're going to have to look at what the cost.
So we still don't know that one, right?
Right, but it did, by far, that's definitely taxable to the whoever's in the house. So.
Right. So there's a tax issue they have to be aware of, right? And there's a tax issue we have to account for on your side.
Right.
And make sure we keep track of that for the total cost of the program so we evaluate it. So it's more than what you think it is of the rental of the house and the utilities, which we set a budget of $15,000. You just don't know how much more it is right now, Arlen?
I'm sorry.
You just don't know how much more it would be if we say that the rental and utilities was $15,000 a year. We don't know how much more it would be.
Well, the town's part of the Social Security that is 7.65%.
Okay.
We have to have a way. There has to be a way to kind of
split it between the three.
Well, not just that, but it's also the reporting of all this, because all this is going to have to show up on the W-2.
Right.
And I'm not sure what that process is.
Okay.
So have
we asked Carolyn and Beach how they're doing it? Because they're doing the same thing. They're doing it wrong. Okay, that's a great answer. So you asked them, they're not doing it, basically, right? And we're going to do it right, so I'm with you, right? So there's other people doing it. Riceville Beach is doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it wrong.
They're doing it. Wow, nice.
Well, do you have a house picked up yet?
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
We think.
So we got three guys to move in already as soon as we get approval? Or does he have enough time to figure it out?
He's got time.
Are you going to mow down there or at this house?
That's part of the
Their requirements.
That's part of the fire. That's part of the fire.
Well, I mean, you're going to
keep it. They're going to keep it squeaky clean.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Andy, you said you had a lease that you wanted to.
So do we think every living fire department is doing this wrong and we're going to be the only ones doing it right, or just the ones
I've only heard of two examples so far.
Right,
so
okay. We'll get you.
It would be nice to find one that actually is.
We think following the rules of the IRS
correctly, I guess. I mean, so
right.
if Ed can locate something like that, that'd be great. That'd be a great model.
Well, we can reach out and do that.
I do believe I have a good example. Tom also would call his nephew, which is a captain for an Arizona fire department. He's also a representative for the union. And they have developed a program. He was asking the tax implications. And he said he would call them back, so I think I'll have a little bit more definite answers. But in short, he said it was fine for the most part, but he's going to get written and exact examples.
Well, I think Arlen's point is it's a North Carolina issue too, right? So it'd be nice if there was someone in North Carolina that at least seemed to be following the rules that we understand, right?
We could contact the
Yeah, the fire
department. State
fire right. Yeah, so I think.
And now, Ed, this is like a fire station. We're going to take care of it.
Yes, sir.
Mow the grass, paint the tree, and
all. We've already assigned a so-called den mother, Hunter Ford. He's a lieutenant. He's going to do weekly inspections along with myself. So, I mean, we all understand that the chances of us getting hosed are high. So, we would certainly like to keep that under wraps and make sure everything is, you know, all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted as far as the behavioral issues. We do have a house lined up on the corner of South 4th Avenue, which is for $1,000. It's a three-bedroom house. And he has expressed that if we did not decide by August, and of course he would try to rent it out, which I would like to make a recommendation.
It's so good.
That if you guys do not approve it tonight, if the guys could possibly move in, I'm not sure how we'd work it with the lease. They have to pay for it themselves, because I hate to lose the opportunity of losing the house, especially at such a cheap rate. It was pretty hard to find. Of course, you know, we had them in the past, they came back to me, but that is one request I have of you guys. If you guys do not approve it tonight, as far as the tax implications, or if you're unsure or on the fence about it.
But so long as you tell the guys that, you know, there are tax implications.
So, Arlen, do you think, I mean, is your concern it's like illegal, or just we don't understand the rules, but there's a rule that's going to apply?
Everything I can find out today is that it'll definitely be taxable.
Okay. Right.
What the mechanics are for us to account for all that and report everything.
Right. You know, we don't know exactly, but there's some way to.
Right. But we're going to have a way to do that.
Right. And so do you think it's we just got to figure it out, or we got to make up something? It can't be new. There's two. It's
not
happening.
Right.
Try
to figure out how we do that.
So it's just we don't have the answer on how to do it.
Right.
But you don't have any concerns that it's doable. It's just we got to figure it out.
Right. And there's, you know, just. Yes, we need to figure it out.
And the guys need to understand that they're going to get, if there's three of them, and it's $5,000, they're going to get $5,000 on a W-2 at the end of the year. Or what, half of that, because half the year is gone, right? So they're going to have $2,500 on a W-2 they got to understand. That's your concern, right?
Right.
And that's your concern. We want to make sure they know that before they move in, right?
Yeah.
Because they got to, I mean, while that's not huge, it would suck if you weren't expecting it and then you get the, like the town council one, right? About the same as we did.
And then there's also, I'm not sure what insurance implications we have too, because if we're renting this house in the town's name,
right?
You know, there might be some additional.
So renter's
insurance costs, so, or and liability too, with everything.
What's your thoughts on that, Mr. Attorney?
That's this field.
I don't know.
If somebody gets hurt there, or whatever, you know, if it's. In essence, you know, the town has rented property, and somebody's there visiting, or even one of the guys there gets hurt. You know, who's liable?
So, how does that work if you're a renter, just in general?
Get renter's insurance.
You're right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, usually renter's insurance will take care of that kind of liability if you have it. But I was, we had discussed this earlier. I think this is one of those leases that needs to be in the fire department's name, not the town.
Okay.
All right.
Why? I mean, just why? So because they're a non-profit and they don't have really very much money?
Yeah.
We got to talk to the board, but I don't think the board would have a problem with that. So what we need to know, so there's two funds the fire department has. One's the relief fund, which I assume will be protected because it's a relief fund. The other ones, they're just general fund from raising money from the fishing tournaments and fundraising activities, which is not very much money in there. So I think the board would just have to say it's okay to do that. Jim and I are on the board. We'll have to talk with the rest of the board. But so your recommendation is the lease is in the fire department's name. Can the town still pay the fire department to pay it?
Yeah.
Because it's in our budget.
Right.
So how do you do that, Arlen?
Can you do a budget?
So you have to write a check to the fire department, and then they have to write a check to them so that it's really in our name, probably, right?
Right.
And then does that change the tax things now? Because we're a nonprofit renting the house?
It doesn't matter. It would still be taxable.
Okay. I just want to make sure, right? Because I don't want to get the nonprofit fire department in trouble because we're doing this weird thing, right?
You may want some different type of advice on, whether you have somebody legal advice on.
Yeah.
Well, we have renter's insurance, and the owner of the building has to have his own liability.
Yeah, for being a renter.
Right. Destruction insurance, hazard insurance.
Right.
But would you really fool anyone?
Yeah.
Would you really be fooling anyone, Andy, if we have it in the fire department's name as opposed to our name?
Because then we're being a pastor.
It's a matter of who its name is holding the...
Okay.
The only issue is we're then doing a pastor thing. That's why I'm with Craig. Does that really work? Because the money's really coming from the town.
In a civil suit, somebody could sue the town and fire department.
Right, I know. Yeah, that's what I think. The lawsuit's going to drag the town in as well. Which I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Right?
Well,
and you're all invited to the first toga party.
Yeah,
first toga party.
All right.
You know.
So I can understand this. I thought when we were talking earlier, you wanted to be in the town of True Beach Fire Department.
Right.
Not the volunteer fire department.
Right.
The town of Three Beach Fire Department as opposed to the town of Three Beach.
Right.
So there is no, that's not a separate thing, Andy. You're talking about the nonprofit?
What is the name of your nonprofit?
The Three Beach Volunteer Fire Department. But all the paid employees work for the town.
That's right.
They're not in the nonprofit side, so they're separate. Now that we have 6 paid employees, they're town employees, they're not.
So it's Curie Beach Volunteer Fire Department.
Yes, I don't know if they're an Inc. or not, but it's a 501c.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it was formed 50 years ago, and that's how we're still operating it, or however many years ago it was. And we went through this when we first started paying the chief, and then we've added these guys. So
yeah.
They're town employees. They can't be on the board except for the chief or assistant chief as an advisor, and the board can't do actions for the 6 paid employees. Like if we make rules, the chief has to sign them as well as SOPs for the town employees. So they're 2 separate entities.
We just have to make sure that's allowable, I guess, for us to make payments like that.
Well, that's why I think that's why I don't know that you can, because I think Craig's points. Exactly right. You're using a nonprofit as a shell, and I don't think you're really supposed to do that.
Well, there's a question. Do you think our general liability policy would cover this?
I think, yeah. I mean, if we were to rent a building for town use,
right.
I didn't think we'd leave that call, but I
will
take that call.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I'm worried about. I'm okay. I'll go to the board if we think we should, but I just am worried that there's some stuff I don't understand very well about that stuff.
No, that's all right. We'll just put it here be fired.
So then, pending figuring out how to do the tax thing, which I think Arlen can do, and pending Nancy getting an affirmative answer from our liability insurance that they would cover a rented building for sleeping, make a motion we approve the live-in program.
Can I ask one other question?
You can ask me, Joel.
Are we going to have some type of honor code for these young men to sign?
Or,
I mean, I was reading through the procedure. It looks like the selection process is good. Are we going to have them sign anything?
It's on the last page. Yeah, their contract's on the last page.
Okay.
Very good. I'm 2.0 like the other one. I'm making the same. And
so
you're saying it?
Mm-hmm.
And you expect this is going to be stay within the 15,000?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can I change the budget?
We have a motion and a second.
I'll buy the additional Social Security tax.
Thank you.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. You'll have to know after you give him the numbers. What he's saying is the Social Security thing adds, I can't do the math now, 7% of that, $800?
We actually have to add both parts in, I'm not sure. So
okay.
It's 15%.
Give him the numbers and we'll have to work that out, right?
And if the guys know about it and are cool with it, then fine.
Make it a model for the nation. We don't let us down.
So, and this
is
where the attorney on
the lease, that's right, because there were issues with the lease, right?
Yep.
And then with you to make sure that the liability covers us. If not, can you ask them if we can do a renter's policy as a town, right? And then you got to work with Arlen to make sure the budget still stays under our number, right, which may be a little bit problematic. If it doesn't, you either need to come back to council for a budget amendment or the fire department needs to figure out how they're going to cover the difference. And you can do it either way.
Sir.
So, even though it's passed, he should go ahead and get the structure?
Yep. He's got to work with Andy on
the lease agreement. It's not going to work out.
Okay. Did you get what you need?
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much.
And staff, thank you for
nice job.
For trying to restrain us from doing dumb things, even if we did.
Right,
you can say you told us so. Yeah, you can say you told us so, and that's fair. Well, that's good. No.
Anything else come before this council?
Make a motion to close.
Have a motion and a second to close. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
She wants to say no. Can't want to go home tonight.
You can't be 100%.
Okay, what time is your atomic clock now?